Swinging Blue Jeans from 1964, Old Man Moe's. It's an old Louis Armstrong song they're rocking up there. And that kicks off this belated new edition of Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mersey Beat to Mod. Welcome, everybody. Sorry for the delay. New computer. I had to rejigger everything, and took me a while to get it all going. I'm not a computer genius, but I think it's all good now. Well, I guess if you're hearing this now, I must have done something right. So welcome. My name is Michael Lynch. This is our first show of 2009, and I hope your new year is going great. And I'm coming to you from a very cold New York. It's very cold this week. And in this episode, we got lots of good British beat from 1962 to 66, like we always do. We'll have some rarities, and we're going to honor a lead singer that we lost recently. So let's jump right back into the music. And we started with the Swingin' Blue Jeans from Liverpool, so why don't we stay there? And here come the Mersey Beats.
saying a very, very special good evening to all you cave dwellers. We come to welcome you to Liverpool's famous Cavern Club, the venue with the menu with the mostest. To prove it, we really move it with this great opening opus from the Marauders.
Hey, all you women, now don't come around.
Candyman, a cover of the Brian Poole and the Tremolos hit. It was a Roy Orbison cover in the first place, but that version was based on the Brian Poole version. One of those top six budget singles I like to throw in now and again, and that's from 1964. Before that, The Marauders and Dr. Feelgood from the Live at the Cavern album on Decca, and I played that because I recently got Spencer Leigh's new book about the Cavern, fascinating book, The Cavern. I forget the exact title. The Cavern, the Most Famous Club in the World, I think that's what it's called. It details every show that ever took place at the Cavern. You can see who played there and when and with whom. A lot of good bills and some good stories. And up on top, we had a band that certainly played the Cavern quite a bit. That was the Merseybeats and their version of Jerry Butler. Joe Butler is the drummer for the Lovin' Spoonful. He didn't do that song. Jerry Butler, and he did the original He Will Break Your Heart, and we just heard it there from the Merseybeats. And this is Ready, Steady, A Go-Go. And on not the last show, because the last show was the Christmas show, but the one before that, we had a trivia question, and let's finally answer it. I played a German language version of the Sorrows' Take a Heart, and I said they did another foreign language version of that song, and what language was it? And it was Italian, which is fitting because that's where the Sorrows ended up. They migrated to Italy, and they had a lot of success there, so Italian is the answer. And those who knew that, quite a bit of you, Scott in L.A., Mike S. in Rutherford, New Jersey, Dawn in Washington, D.C., Bill in Killingworth, Connecticut, Mike Clark in Oxford, Pennsylvania, Willie in Holland, Jordan Sierra in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Keith Fairhurst in Australia, and the first one to get it right, Joe from Germany. So congratulations, Joe, and congratulations to everyone who got it right. And I've got a new question for you. A little bit later we'll do that. But right now let's get back to the music with a little rock and roll. three more songs here on Ready, Steady, A Go-Go. We started that set with Le Fleur de Lis from 1965 and one of their two immediate 45s on the immediate label with Andrew Oldham. That was the B-side, So Come On. It's a little Chuck Berry kind of rocker, though it's got nothing to do with Chuck Berry's song called Come On. Now, the one we heard was called So Come On. We had the Blue Aces in the middle, I Just Can't Help Loving You. That's on Pi Records from the fall of 64. And that was released right at the same time as All Day and All the Night by the Kinks. Two very different records with very different fates, but released at the same time. And Danny Sheridan closed out that set, Guess I'm Dumb, 1965. I always like to get some female beating there. And this is Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mirza B. Tamad. And this is the time of the show I'd like to throw a trivia question at you. So let me do that now. I'll ask a question. If you know the answer, send it to me at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And if you're right, I'll mention you on next week's show. And if you're the first one in with the right answer, you get a special mention. And here's the question. First question of 2009. So here's a real easy one. You're all going to get this one. We just heard Danny Sheridan singing a song called Guess I'm Dumb. And the obvious question, who wrote that song? Two people wrote it, actually. But who's the more famous name? Who wrote Danny Sheridan's Guess I'm Dumb? Now, you know that. So write to me at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And right now, let's get back to the music. Now, we heard a Chuck Berry kind of song before from Le Fleur de Lis. Well, here's an actual Chuck Berry song. It's a classic, and of course, the Beatles did a classic version of this. But did you ever hear it by these guys?
Don't see. man blue, that's very clear to see. You found another guy, well, I won't sit around and cry. I'm gonna find a love that's new, that's gonna make the green fields green and the blue skies blue. Since you walked out on me, the blue skies don't seem as blue, that's very clear to see. You found another guy, well, I won't sit around and cry. I'm gonna find the love that's new, that's gonna make the green fields green and the blue skies blue. Green fields green and the blue skies blue. Green fields green and the blue skies blue.
The Nomads, actually the Mojos, and My Whole Life Is Through. They were still the Nomads when they recorded that one for the album, the compilation This Is Mersey Beat. And before that, we had a request for Unit 4 Plus 2 Greenfields, a folky little thing. That's for Chris in Brooklyn. Thanks, Chris. And up on top, Rolling Stones doing a song they never did on a record, but that's from October 1963 on a Saturday Club appearance for the BBC, doing Roll Over Beethoven. It's one of a good handful of songs that both the Beatles and the Stones had in their set at the time, although the only ones that ended up on record by both groups were, of course, I Want to Be Your Man, and also Money, That's What I Want. They both covered that. Well, that's about it for this edition of Ready, Steady, A Go-Go. I want to thank you for joining me once again, and I'll be back with a new episode on Friday, January 30th. You can just go to nanker.podomatic.com. That's where you find the episodes. And while you're there, I have some links to some other great podcasts you'll probably want to check out if you love 60s music. Jim's Childhood of the 60s. You always check that one out because that's a great show he does. He has a great mix of garage and pop and psych and soul and even country music from all over the world. Check him out. Also, check out Toffee Sunday Smash. You get some of that late 60s British psychedelic music. And if you want psychedelic music from all over the world, you can also check out Plastic Tales from the Marshmallow Dimension. You can find links to all these shows on my page at nanker.podomatic.com, so check them all out. We're going to close out with a song in memory of the recently departed Dave Harmon. Now, you knew him as Dave D of Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch. He died about a week ago. He was 67 years old. So in his memory, why don't we hear the very first single that Dave D and Dozy ever put out? It was in early 1965. It's called No Time, and that'll take us out. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm Michael Lynch. Take care.
No time to lose. Soon I must go. Won't you believe?